And then, of course, you've got to squat to wake them up and just give them a tap on the nose or something, make them get back, and they'd stand up again.
Were they more difficult to feed and look after than horses?
Oh, no. When you've got them in at night, you just give them what they've got to have. They may have been allowed some roots, ground up like, and some hay, straw, whatnot. You never used to groom them and that like horses.
Because the old horsemen used to spend hours, didn't they, with the horses?
Oh, yes. Well, when you went in with the horse, you see, he was all sweating. You couldn't clean him, not then, you know. You've got other jobs to do. Cut his chaff up and get his litter in, his hay in one thing and the other. By the time, in fact, you've done that, he might be dried up a bit, so you could clean him up a bit. We used to go back after tea, after we'd had our tea, and do that, generally, because they would be dry then. Oh, there was a lot of work with the team horses. It was never done. 5 o'clock, up past 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got to get there and feed them.
Were the hours not as long with oxen then?
Well, no, when you put them in the yard, when I'm in the say, you went away and left them. You didn't have to go back or anything. Oh, no, it was easier life, really, with oxen.
Did you have to go and look after them on Sunday? I mean, with horses, you had to go and feed them, even on Sunday. Did you have to go and look after the oxen?
Oh, no, we never used to bother about that. No, you see, you know, give them what they got to dad before we went home, and that was finished. Well, we used to get there in the morning, of course, go down about 6 o'clock and give them a bit of grub, chuck them in a bit of grub before they went out. They used to have to get out about 7 o'clock, same as the rest. Yes, they used to get pretty tired by the time night come, if they got too out of breath, because they'd always hang their tongue out when they was out of breath. Well, you just have to turn them around, head to the wind, and...
What? So the oxen were usually used for cleaning up, not for ploughing. Did you go very far with the oxen?
What did they want?
What did you use them for, mainly?
They used to do any job on the farm. Oh, yes, ploughing, harrowing. They used to use them for harvesting, picking up the corn. They used to have their wagon. And the carts and wagons was made like that, but you could, because you've got to have a pole on the wagon, you see, when they draw it. Well, you used to just take the shafts off and put the pole on. And that was it. They never had any harness, only just that yoke and the bow stuffed up through it. That's all the harness ever they had, and a chain right up through the middle of them when you had a 14. It was one pair was hooked onto the other. No, there was hard old times, but they was peaceful. That's one thing about it. I remember when I was a boy, some one time Mother used to take us to church Sunday evening. In Bennington Church, the belfry was all open at the front. You could see the men up there pulling the ropes. And I was fascinated with that. I used to watch these men keep pulling all these ropes, and I could keep hearing one of them say something. And Mother used to keep giving me a nudge to sit round and behave myself, but I felt as if I must turn round and have a look at them bell ringers up there. Well, that went on, and I grew up. I thought to myself, well, I don't know, I'd like to have a go at that. And when I was at Benindin, so happened that the old ringers, they got pretty lapped and didn't do it very well, and the church wardens, they turned them out. They said they'd have a young band. Well, they called a meeting. I went up to this meeting. There was all the sidesmen there and one thing and the other, and all these big knobs of the parish. We was all enlisted like soldiers. And as far as I know, my name is still up in Bennington, Belfry now. It was up in there a few years back when some of our people paid a visit over there. Well, I started doing this here bell ringing. There was a man by the name of he volunteered to learn us. We went up in the Belfry one night, and in those days there was no electric light, it was candles. Big old candle thing on up in the middle of the Belfry, got, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 candles on it perhaps. And we went up there several times, and we got to handle the bell ourselves. He got us all in there one night. The bells was all tied up. The clappers was tied up. There wasn't no noise outside. And we was all pulling these ropes and kept going to first one, pull a little harder, you, a little softer, you, and so on. And he told one boy to pull a little harder, well, he pulled a little harder. And he slammed the bell up and it broke the stay and he went up along with it. Down he comes. Of course, that frightened us, and the ropes got round these candles, and up they went, and all of them went out. And of course, we was all in the dark, and he bawled out to us, all lay down on the floor. We all lay down till the ropes left off slapping themselves down on top of it, till the bells had run themselves down, and somebody struck a match and got a candle, and we had a cave up. Well, now that slightened the band out, because there was a lot of them, they never come anymore. But I kept sticking. And finally, I got to handle the bell and stand in along with the others. I never knowed nothing much about method, but anyhow, late years, I went away, went down in Sussex, and I never rung a bell for several years because I wasn't near church. But when I moved back here to Tenderden, they got to know that I used to do a bit of ringing. They hadn't got nobody much, so I joined in along with them. And that's where I finished up. I don't go now. Seems all got too strenuous getting up there, but anyhow, I used to ring quite a bit. Lots of weddings I rung for, and half muffled for funerals and so on. There was a lovely old peal of bells up there one time, but I don't think they're quite so nice now. They've had them renovated, and they run them the opposite way, and they've lowered them, and one thing and the other. But I don't go up there. I thought sometimes I might go up there and see what they're like. But
did you always go to church when you were a young boy?
Yeah. Years ago, our schoolmaster, when I went to school under old Mr. Bennington, he was ever schoolmaster, and he was also choir master, and he was very, very strict. Didn't matter whether you was in the choir or whether you was at school, but he was a good schoolmaster. But anyhow, you had to behave yourself and do as you was told. And I remember on several occasions I used to have to pump the organ for him when he, because he always used to play the organ. Used to pump the organ for these services and weddings and that. Yeah. In those days, Bennington was well looked after by the Earl of Cranbrook. The bells, if ever they wanted new ropes or anything done to them, they always used to foot the bill. They was all in pretty good fettle. Yeah.
Did he used to go to church as well, the Earl?
Yeah, because when I got older, we used to have to attend church and that, and our old vicar, old me, he was pretty strict. If you didn't put in your attendance now and again, he began to want to know why it was, but every year we used to have a day off and go up into Hampstead Park and have our sports up there. You saw all them march up there, all the schools, you know, like a lot of soldiers. And we used to have a good day up there, swings in the trees, and had to go on the old wooden horse. If you could get across him, there was a prize, but he used to spin round and throw you off pretty often, long before you got across him. Still, they was nice old days. We enjoyed it. Yet, I remember when I was at school during the South African War, every time there was a victory, they took a place, we used to get half a day's holiday. We was rather amused about that. Same as when Mafeking was relieved, you know, when they was all penned up there for a long time, couldn't get out. When that was relieved, we had half a day's holiday for that. We used to stick the flags up in the trees and on the church tower. Oh, what a do, you know, in those days. That was something wonderful. Yes, I can remember right back. Well, some of Queen Victoria's reign. I remember on her jubilee, we was all given a tea on the village green there at Benindin. The tables was all set out, all the nice things on them that I never saw at home. However, they sat me beside a young girl by the name of... Well, we could never get on much. I don't know quite why that was, but anyway, I remember her and I got fighting at this here tea party, and I knocked her off the seat. Well, that wasn't long before somebody grabbed hold of me and called me to order, you know. That was at Queen Victoria's Jubilee. Yes, all these little things that crop up during your old elderly life, you know, you think about them. Still, we never attacked anybody with knives or bicycle chains or anything like that. There was never anything of that, not in those days. Well, it was very, very seldom that you heard about a murder. Well, everybody was afraid to kill somebody else because they know they got get killed themselves, but nowadays it don't matter, does it? They don't bother. You
know? Going back to church, some people have told me they used to get Good Friday off if they went to church. Did you ever hear of that?
I didn't quite get what you said. Yes.
But they had to go to church.
Yes. Well, old Mr. at Sissinghurst Castle now, what used to run the farm before he took it on, he'd always give his men their day's pay, Good Friday or any other day like that, providing they went to church. If they didn't go to church, he never gave them their money. Some of them, they liked to get out in the garden, you see, but they could, providing they went to church first. Yes. Oh, a lot of these farmers, they was very particular about anything, lad. Now, as regards voting, you know, if there was an election, of course, he naturally would be a Conservative. And that is the way those men had to vote. If they knew they voted any other way, they would sack them, you know. Oh, yes. They was all browbeaten in those days, all the workmen. You had to vote the same way as your employers, whether you agreed with it or not.
Did you vote the same way as your employer?
Well, I don't know what my father done, but I always, you know, thought he voted Tory. And that's what I've always done. I always think we were better off under a Tory government. It was more stable.
But surely the farmer wouldn't know what you'd voted.
Well, he wouldn't, but some of them, they got means of finding out, you know. I don't know how they did. But he shouldn't know, should he? Mm-hmm. I dare say perhaps there was a lot of them didn't vote the same way. Years ago, when the Liberals was in, I always thought that, you know, the Liberals, they was, you know, about as good as anything for the working man, especially. Was old Lloyd George that pulled the working man out of the rut? He was the first man that got us half a day on the farm and got our money raised up a bit when he was in power. One of the finest statesmen Britain's ever had, he was, old Lloyd George. He knew what he was talking about.
Did you ever discuss politics much before the First War?
No. No.